You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Never mind. This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre. We're at, once again, Nutmeg Post with our engineer, Frank Verderoso. And this is Gilbert and Frank.
You hesitated.
Yeah, I get scared. I've never been able to do this right once.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I am going to interrupt you to say that it's actually Frank Verderosa.
Oh,
and we've been calling him Frank Verderoso.
Oh, well, I thought he was one of the Marx brothers.
Gummo and Verderoso?
Oh, yes.
The least popular Marx brother.
Yes.
Verderoso.
Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Beautiful. A thing of beauty. Now, I just want to do what they, I guess they call a little house cleaning at the start of the show.
Oh, geez.
To update, because we've got this runner going about Bob Hope. Going back to 4 weeks ago when you didn't have you changed your colossal obsession at
about
the last minute.
Joys.
Well, first we were talking about the old bad specials and Jack Frost.
Yes.
Which is, again, if our listeners have not seen the Jack Frost.
Oh, you owe it to yourself.
Owe it to yourself. And then that led us to Joys, which I found, which somebody sent us. By the way, it's on Facebook now as it was posted.
I haven't watched it yet.
I'm going to expose you to it. And then that somehow led to, I don't know, we were talking about all-star shows, and then we got to talking about Murder Can Hurt You.
Yeah, with John Biner and Victor Buono.
Right, and Jamie Farr.
Yes.
But we got our old pal Steve Stoliar.
We did a great Groucho episode with Steve.
And I got an email from Steve saying that a Bob Hope writer, because we're putting that out in the universe, and a Bob Hope writer got in touch with us. I think Casey Keller is his name, and wants to talk to us about writing for some of the Hope specials.
Oh,
so we're going to have Casey, if I'm getting the name right, on a future mini episode just to talk a little bit about Bob. How they propped him up and covered him with icicles.
And they stuck like a little pointed white beard on him. He looked like he had died a year before.
Oh.
And he was attempting to sing, and he had no real voice left.
No.
He used to talk like that.
Yeah.
And that was like that, you know, I'm Jack Frost.
I like when Dolores keeps saying, but he's so nice.
He's so nice.
Oh, Lordy. Anyway, so there's an update on the Bob Hope situation.
For all of you who are sitting at the edges of your seats, going, gee, what's the latest on that Bob Hope situation? What's the latest news on Bob Hope?
Oh, God. Oh, and I have to show you, speaking of Joys and Murder, Murder Can Hurt You, and we got into this.
Oh, wait, this just in about Georgie Chessel.
There's more interest in this than you think. You don't read the Facebook page and the Twitter. Somebody sent me a wonderful collection, and one of these all-star cast kind of things, When the West Was Fun.
Oh,
yes. And I got to show this to you, because it's like the Western equivalent of Joys. They pull out, Larry's in it, Larry Storch.
Oh, my God.
They pull out every Western star from the last 40 years. Clayton Moore shows up, and the Rifleman. You got to look for this thing. I think it's How the West Was Fun, or When the West Was Fun. And why don't you start us off this week? Why don't you tell us what you're thinking about?
I can't think of any. What are you thinking about?
Want to talk about Skelton Nags?
Yes. No, we've talked about Skelton Nags.
Oh, this is interesting. It is the 100th year of Jackie Gleason's birth. And this Friday...
We should send them a card.
We really should. This Friday, I think February 26th, is Jackie's birthday, and he would have been 100, or it's the centenary. Do I have that word right?
What I remember about Gleason, everyone remembers the classic Honeymooners.
Sure.
But then they brought back the Lost episodes, which sucked.
Terrible.
To high heaven.
I remember all the anticipation for those when they finally got them out of legal wrangling. And
oh, my God, this is going to be a gift.
Yeah.
You know, and they were horrible.
Yeah, he was angry. And too skinny.
Yeah, and she was, like, you know, angry too. You know, like, kind of a bitter.
They didn't have the formula down. It was the Chester Riley version of Gleason.
He
wasn't chubby enough for the chubby jokes to work. And there was just too much animosity between them.
Oh, yeah.
Energy was off.
And I think there was one where he even goes, I'm going to bust your head open, or I'm going to punch you, or I'll kill you. And it's like, wait, to the moon, I like.
Well, this is the thing about, like, the Stooges. There are women who don't like the Honeymooners because he's always threatening his wife.
Yeah.
And you try to tell them, no, he loves her. She's the brains of the outfit, and it's a romance, but they don't buy it.
And what I remember, too, is in the 70s, or was it the 60s, they had the musical Honeymooners from Florida.
Yeah.
And that was, it was with Sheila McRae.
And Jane Keane.
Yeah. And Gleason had one of these orange-brown tans.
Yeah, right.
That you say, how does a Brooklyn bus driver get
a tan?
He leaves
a little vent window open.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drives.
And he had his pinky ring and everything.
Yeah, the gnocchi ring.
Giant diamond on it. And he would break into a song. Like, there was one episode, he was having an argument with Norton, and they stopped talking. And then the band strikes up, and he goes, if I was talking to him, I'd really get hot. I tell him not a gentleman, he's certainly not. If I was talking to him, which I ain't. If I was talking to him, I'd really let go. If I was talking to him, he'd certainly know exactly and precisely where I want him to go. If I was talking to him, which I ain't.
Great.
Yeah.
I remember those. And Carney would sing.
Oh, yes.
And Sheila McRae, who I guess was a singer.
Yeah.
Her father was Gordon McRae.
Oh, yeah.
From Oklahoma. But they were, I remember them being real cheese ball. They were on Saturday nights,
yeah.
I think, and my grandparents were into them. And I remember the bad backdrops.
Oh.
Like when they would go to Europe.
Oh, my
supposedly
God.
Supposedly the Honeymooners in Paris.
God.
Or the,
yes.
The Honeymooners in London. And they just, well, you know, they made you long for the original 39.
And I heard, and I don't know if this is true, but, you know, if anything, a story from Marty Lang is certainly reputable.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be vetted.
When has something that Artie Lang said had been anything less than trustworthy? So he told me, I think he's the one who told me, that Gleason and Henny Youngman lived in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And Gleason used to bully and beat up Henny Youngman.
God, please let this be true.
Every day. And Henny Youngman, who, I mean, you know, he's a schlubby-looking guy, but he's big. He was always a big guy. He finally said to Gleason, he goes, you put one more hand on me and I'll kill you. And Gleason stopped.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does he come up with this information? Where is this in Henny's autobiography? Take my allowance money, please. Where did he come up with this? Was it in a book about Gleason?
No idea.
Got to call Artie.
But Artie said so, and gosh darn it, I believe
Gleason is from East New York.
Yes.
It was in Brooklyn.
A real tough area.
My dad's old neighborhood. Yeah. In fact, my dad, Gleason wasn't even that famous then when my dad was growing up, but people in the neighborhood knew him.
Oh,
because he had a big presence. But I got to check that one out.
Yeah.
That could be another one of those weird Hollywood myths that we're perpetuating on this show.
Then I think that they got to know each other, and Henny used to throw orange wedges at Jackie Gleason's ass.
What are the odds?
And it was an easy target.
During the Depression, when you needed that
yes.
orange.
Yes.
You know, Groucho used to carry the orange around in his pocket. Did you know that? Did you ever see the Marx Brothers in a nutshell?
No.
Well, Groucho, who had suffered through the Depression, always carried an orange in case he was starving. And he could peel the orange and eat it. It was not in case he ran into Caesar.
And then he would have to go hungry because the important thing was to fling the orange at Caesar's ass. Doug Gilbert. Gottfried's amazing, colossal podcast producer of the month is Steve Corey. Thank you, Steve. Be just like Steve and get rewarded for supporting our podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Gilbert. Gottfried.
Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon, patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. As always, thank you for your generosity.
Let's talk about the original 39, because we haven't talked about it since we had Artie on the show. We haven't done any 100 murders, and this is a perfect time for it because we're in the Gleason 100th year. What's your favorite of the original 39?
Oh, God. Oh,
there's so many good ones.
I think my favorite is the one where she's a blabbermouth.
That's a great one. That's a great one. With the dictation.
Yes, the dictation.
The dictaphone.
Hello, hello, buttercup.
What is it?
Or how it said, hello, bunny.
Yeah.
This is old buttercup.
Right. And Carney tears up in the other room. There's so many good ones. I like the chef of the future.
Oh, great ones.
Yeah.
And
I like the masquerade party when he's the man from space.
And that's where he ad-libs a line because one of the pieces falls off.
That's it.
And he goes, give me that. That's my denaturizer.
Yeah, and he gets a big laugh. And it's weird watching those shows because you can hear outbursts from the audience.
Oh.
In certain episodes.
There is one part that I wish they would cut out. In one of the outbursts,
is it when the person yells, "Don't fall down"?
No, not that.
You can hear that
one.
And I think it's in the roller skating.
There's one part because it's a very funny thing where he gets really when he makes the dictaphone tape, and first he gets angry and curses her and her mother out, and then he makes the sweet.
You're pouring out your heart or your liver.
Yeah. I know she doesn't mean to be mean. She was just born that way. And Norton sends the wrong tape over. Mm-hmm. And she comes over and he goes, Alice, did you get the tape? I meant every word of it. And she goes, yes, my mother doesn't mean to be mean. She was just born that way. Well, I'm glad I finally know. And she storms out. And Gleason angrily pulls open the window, and you expect him to yell, and he goes, Norton.
It's great. It's great. He really sells
Someone in the audience goes Norton.
Really? I never caught that one.
Yeah.
It's weird. I wonder if the audience was mic'd or something because you hear people.
Oh, yeah.
There's the episode where he's trying to be young again. He's trying to recapture his youth.
Oh, yeah. And his the Hucklebuck.
The Hucklebuck. And in that episode, because we only know these because we've seen them each 100 times.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But it got so, I've seen them so many times, it got so that I knew where people were shout things out.
Yes.
In the audience.
And someone pointed that, I forget which episode this was, he accidentally called Alice Audrey.
Really?
Yeah.
That I never caught.
He starts to say, "Och," and then he stops and cringes.
Interesting. Yeah. And, they hold up so well, even now.
I remember a bit I used to do in my act that I still will will pop up.
Casablanca?
Yes.
I was going to ask you about
when I would go on Letterman, he would always ask me to do this. And that's Jackie Gleason in Casablanca. "Oh, you're getting on that plane with Vic Laszlo. You're getting on that plane, all right? And I know that you know that I know that you're getting on that plane. Because if you don't, you're going to regret it. Maybe not today, and maybe not tomorrow, but shoot it for the rest of your life."
It's brilliant. Yes. Still holds up. Saw you do that at the comic strip in the 80s.
Yes, yes, when I was 14.
It still holds up, folks. Jackie Gleason in Casablanca. Now, we were talking before we turned the mics on, too, about some of Jackie's acting roles. And he was a very accomplished, serious actor.
Great in The Hustler.
And Requiem for Heavyweight.
Oh, yes, yes, with Mickey Rooney.
Yeah, but also there are some black marks. There's Skidoo.
Yeah, with Groucho and one of our guests, Frankie Avalon.
Yes, and Cesar Romero. So there's your connection. We've talked about Skidoo on the show.
We'll
have Drew Friedman on again in the near future to talk a little bit more about Skidoo, which he's obsessed with, and rightly so. And then we were talking about G-Go.
Yes. G-Go was like...
G-I-G-O-T.
Yes.
Yeah.
And not to be confused with the Jennifer Lopez movie, Sheely.
But that would be a really lethal double bill. Movie show double bills anymore.
And in there, he plays a mute.
Yeah.
And so
French mute.
Yes, a French mute.
So it's sort of like the worst of Chaplin and the worst of Jacques Tati.
Yes, yes. And it's like every comedian eventually wants to be Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, and do pathos like that. Yeah, yeah. And I think, I hope I'm not misspeaking here, but I think Gene Kelly directed that.
Oh, I think you might be right.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gleason, of course, claims to have composed the music for that.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, he used to come out with these albums, Music for Lovers.
Right.
Which he claims he composed.
He was ripping off Sammy Spear?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Chaplin composed. Chaplin composed Smile.
Oh, that's right.
Smile, yeah. But he was really a multi-talented guy, Gleason. He could do drama. He could do comedy. Of course, people know, Ralph Cramden is, of course, iconic. But we've also talked on previous shows about Joe the Bartender.
Oh, yes.
And Crazy Guggenheim and The Poor Soul.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Mr. Zali.
Crazy Guggenheim's not that far from old Groucho.
Oh, that's right.
When I work with Chico,
they're cousins. They're cousins. He had a lot of talent. He did a lot of different things.
Hey,
Gleason.
Hey, Crazy. I welcome to the park, Crazy. Hi, Groucho.
I love having a ringside seat for this stuff. And the other thing about Gleason is that he had a little bit of a latter day career in the 80s,
in a
little resurgence, the 70s.
Yes, in the Burt Reynolds
and Smokey and the Bandit. Yeah, and we don't talk about The Toy, Richard Pryor.
Oh God, was that horrible?
Yeah,
and that kid's still around. lurching.
Oh, that little kid of Scotty Schwartz?
Scotty Schwartz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened to him? He went into porn.
For a while, he tried to get into porn.
Right.
And I think, I think as he phrased it, he tried it, but there was no wood in the lumberyard that day.
This is sounding a lot like the Gleason bullying Henny.
And then Gleason and Richard Pryor started flinging orange wedges at Scotty Schwartz's head.
What's the other Gleason movie with Steve McQueen that he's good in?
God.
The Soldier in the Rain?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
yes.
good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a lot of—and The Hustler. You know, he did a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, in The Hustler, I remember him going—
Terrific serious actor.
Play pool fast, Eddie.
Playing Minnesota Fats.
Yeah.
Basically a character based on Minnesota Fats. But a real Renaissance man who could do a lot of things.
And then later on, Jonathan Winters would play—
In a Twilight Zone episode.
With Jack Klugman.
Very good. Very, very good. And I like Gleason towards the end, and it might be the last film he ever made, was Nothing in Common with Hanks.
Oh, yes.
Where he's good. He's good. He and Ava Marie Saint.
I remember that movie. I thought it was running hot and cold, but all the scenes with Gleason worked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then of course we have to mention the Dean Martin roast.
Oh.
where Carney roasted him as Ed Norton.
Oh, that was a little sad, because Carney was like 90 years old.
I know. So anyway, I think it was we should maybe get Joyce Randolph on the show and do a proper full Jackie Gleason episode.
So Joyce Randolph from the original.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have to get her.
I think she's in the New York area. I'm not sure about that. She may have retired to Florida, but we should get Joyce. And I don't think Jane Keane is around either. I think, or maybe she is. Sheila McRae died, but I don't know who's around from the original the cast that was the second cast. Anyway, Joyce Randolph's the only survivor from the original cast.
Yeah, and I remember when he would do Joe the Bartender. And
on the Gleason show.
Yeah, and he'd sing a song. I forget how he would sing it. And then he would rub the bar with the cloth, and he'd go, "So, Groucho."
Hi, Groucho. Hi, Mr. Donahue.
So, happy birthday, Jackie Gleason. Happy 100th, and we should really do a full show about him.
And fuck you if you ever were threatening any young men as the very reliable Artie Lang.
This is misplaced anger. This is like your anger at you're suddenly angry with Burgess Meredith. What was that?
But he wouldn't give a quote about Lon Chaney
that
Jr.
Was it. Right.
So fuck you, Burgess Meredith.
You're burning a lot of bridges.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith, I hope you're in hell sucking Hitler's dick.
By the way, I got a lot of emails about your Hitler story with Dick Van Dyke. Hitler's grandson. That went over big. So for future episodes, we'll track Joyce Randolph, and we'll try to do a full proper episode about Jackie. And then we're going to talk to the Bob Hope writer. So gird your loins.
Okay. So I think this has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsession.
And I got a good one for you next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're going to
wait.
You're gonna have to wait.
Okay.
Bye.
Here we go, boys. 1, 2, 3. Gilbert and Frank's Colossal Obsession. Sessions.